January 6, 1985, 1:18 a.m., and this is Temporal Experiment Number 1.
Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria!
But your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they stopped to think if they should.
Ever to appear on this program. This man has a brand new motion picture entitled Groundhog Day, which opens all across the United States today. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the program the young, the personable, Bill Murray. Good to see you.
You're still here. You're still here. You're still here.
What the hell?
Excuse me, where's everybody going?
To Gobbler's Knob. It's Groundhog Day.
It's still just once a year, isn't it?
What day is this?
It's February 2nd. Groundhog Day.
Was yesterday. I'm reliving the same day over and over. I have been stabbed, shot, poisoned, frozen, hung, electrocuted, and burned.
That's an unusual problem.
Every morning I wake up without a scratch on me, without a dead defender.
To another episode of Be Nostalgic. I'm here with Andrew McGuire, my co-host.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm here with Andrew McGuire, my co-host.
Hey.
Hey. That'll be the last time I do that stupid joke. Yes, it will be. I'm Beatrice Lopez.
Yes.
I'm the host. Mm-hmm. Did I say my name before?
I don't think so.
No, I said your name twice.
Mm-hmm.
So we watched...
Groundhog Day!
With the lovely Bill Murray.
Mm-hmm.
From Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
And Lost in Translation.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a drawing of him with a Pokemon.
Yes, a Snubbull.
Yes. So grumpy in this whole movie.
Yeah. He was, and he was on set grumpy.
Yes, this movie marks the end of a relationship. A special friendship between Bill Murray and Ramus? Ramus?
I don't remember his first name.
Yes. Also, it's Groundhog's Eve when we're filming this, and tomorrow is Groundhog's Day. So, here's my prediction.
Uh-huh.
the groundhog wakes up.
Yep.
He has his morning coffee.
Mm-hmm.
He looks down on the ground and he sees that he has spilt some of the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
The coffee melts the snow. I think it's going to be, he doesn't see his shadow. So what does that mean?
Means spring is coming sooner?
Yay! So that's my prediction.
Mm-hmm. But he has to have his coffee first.
He has to have his coffee first, right? Because
he can't work, not before coffee.
Not before coffee. But there's the other hint. Like, if the coffee melted the snow, that means that it was warm enough or something for the snow to melt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah. Right?
I mean, it's hot coffee. The coffee would melt the snow either way.
Yeah, but the coffee could have frozen instantly.
Oh, well, then probably everyone died of hypothermia.
Goodbye, everybody. That's the show.
I mean, if you're throwing hot coffee in the air and it, or spilling it, and it's instantly freezing.
Well, it doesn't... Like, sometimes... He has a lot of fur. Let's assume that the groundhog is safe.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happened to him.
Oh, I'm not worried about the groundhog. Groundhog's safe. It's all the people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Clark just attacked the table for no reason. Anyway, back to the movie. I don't know if you guys have seen this movie. Have you?
Have you seen this movie?
Have you? I mean, if you're thinking about watching it, I mean, today's the best day to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Where can they watch this movie?
Donde está? We watch it on the DVD.
Yeah, I actually purchased it from the FYE.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I would suggest to watch it, if only to see all the things that you can do in a time loop.
Yep.
This movie is about a time loop.
It is.
And what goes on in a time loop? Do other people, can they be aware of a time loop? And I think, yes, that theory is true.
Okay.
Well, because later in the movie,
mm-hmm.
the love interest is like, I'm having that deja vu feeling.
Yep.
So she... It took a long time, like many do-overs,
yep.
for her to finally really feel the deja vu.
So, I think one of the things you can take away from that, because the original script is different from what we see on screen.
Yes.
But
it's a lot darker.
But from what we see on screen... I think he has to open up and care about her. Like, genuinely care about her.
Yes, yeah.
To, like, get out of the time loop.
That whole Disney trope of...
Yeah. True love.
True love's first kiss.
Yeah. But her acknowledging the deja vu might be a sign that the curse or whatever it is weakening.
Yeah. Ah, yes, it's weakening.
Yeah. Because in the original script, it was that he was going to be stuck on that day for 10,000 years.
Yes, because of a jilted ex-lover.
Yep. That's, let's see, what is that, 5 zeros? Tack that on to that, it's like 3.6 million days.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's a lot of days.
It's a lot of days. That's a lot of time to be in this one place.
Oh, no.
And you can't, well... So they get caught in the blizzard.
Yes.
After filming the thing. In theory, could he beat the weather if he, like, immediately at 6 a.m. got in a car and started driving?
Yeah, why doesn't he ever think to do that?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just, you know, the next day is going to be terrible. It's going to be the same thing. Just leave the city. Perhaps the time loop is confined to that one place.
Like, if he reaches a certain point, it just resets the day again automatically. Like, it doesn't even have to wait till the next morning.
Yeah. Oh, maybe.
Well, that's, I mean, if it was confined to that one day, I mean, that one place.
That one place.
Mm-hmm. But
he would never get with that girl and save that little child from falling out of a tree.
Yeah. So I think I think there are days that he did try to get away.
Yes, in not so savory ways.
Yeah, well, there's those days, but I mean, I do think if he had beaten the weather, he would have gotten somewhere else. But then the day would have just reset anyway.
Yeah, exactly. He would have ended up in his bed again.
So, because 3 million days, in theory, he could have learned everything about that town, which he does.
He does. He does do an extensive amount of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, he learns the piano. He also learns how to ice sculpt. He learns everything about everyone.
Yeah.
He saves two lives.
Yeah.
The man choking and the boy falling out of a tree. I don't think he's able to save the homeless man, but he gives him a quality of life a little bit, at least.
And I think that that's what gets him interested in medicine, because he does learn medicine too.
Oh.
Yeah, that's tell how he saves. He actually saves one. You see him specifically save one guy with the Heimlich maneuver, and the kid he catches. But he also, it's like a passing remark, helped a guy with a heart attack who was having a heart attack.
Wow. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, it's towards the end when everyone is like totally into him.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like super popular. So that's when that is. So he does learn that too. So he learns all these skills a lot, and people calculated out that he actually spent like 8 years and 8 months in there. The director said it was 10 years. The original script says 10,000 years. I like to think that it probably was the 10 years. Because that's what the director said.
Oh my gosh.
That's what the director
said. He was in this town reliving that day for 10 years.
Yep.
Let that sink in.
And if that's the case, he would learn everything about that town. I think 10 years is enough time for that. But if he had to spend 10,000 years, I do think he would have eventually learned the entire region the same way.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's 1,000 times longer than 10
just
years.
Just because of the amount of time.
Yeah.
He would have, there's so many things. He did learn French and poetry.
Yeah.
And I wonder if he learned how to cook and bake.
Probably.
Wow. I mean, these are all the good things, good qualities of him. In the beginning, he was a complete jerk. He was
There is at least one day that he spent murdering everyone in the town.
Oh, but we didn't see that one because it's not for TV.
No, I mean, we don't see that. And I'm not saying that's in the script. I'm saying that is something that had happened at least once.
It had to have happened. I know he probably did that to the insurance salesman.
Mm-hmm.
And to, let's see, who else would he not... Oh, the first guy he encounters when he wakes up.
Yeah.
And the old woman.
Is that the manager from the store... In Malcolm in the Middle?
I think so. Wait, no, no. No, that guy is someone else.
No, that's a different
guy. Yeah, it's a different guy.
Just a similar build.
Yeah, similar build.
Mm.
Mm. And I'm thinking about that guy, too. Mm. Drew Carey show? No. He just looks similar.
Yeah.
Huh. If you know the guy that we're talking about, please reach out to us on the Twitter.
I mean, we could look it up on IMDb, but we're not going to.
We're not
going
to do that. You know we're not.
Mm-hmm.
We're tired.
I tried to look up how much money he stole.
Oh, yeah, because he stole one sack of cash.
Yeah, but he buys like a Bentley and a full like costume with it. It's not a Bentley, it's a Mercedes.
Oh my.
It's the star. Yeah, it's a Mercedes.
I didn't even recognize that he bought a car.
Yeah, he bought a Mercedes with the money he stole from the armored car. But I feel like a small town, nobody's going to have just that much cash on hand.
Yeah, I guess everybody's just really trusting.
Well, it's not so much that as much as it's... So, I work retail.
Yep.
We all know this.
Do we?
If you don't know it, then you do now. I'm in the retail sector.
Oh,
cool. But when we used to do deposits and stuff, now obviously 1993... A lot more cash was being used than debit and credit, which is now the most important, like the most widely used thing. But a small store that's getting its collection from the armored car in a place like that probably doesn't have enough money on hand to buy a Mercedes.
Oh, I see what you mean. Plot holes, please. Yeah. Plot holes.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Well, of course, now I'm thinking about it. And
barely any convenience.
Yeah. But then again, Punxsutawney is like a tourist attraction on that day, so they might have a lot of people. It might be their busiest day.
It's possible.
So they might actually have that much money on hand.
It's just going to go with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, why, I mean, why are we questioning?
Like, I mean, if you're going to question something.
Yeah.
You're going to question how he got an appointment and actually got results from an x-ray tech. Yeah. And saw a doctor and a therapist all in the same day.
Right.
What kind of health insurance does he have? I never get the results of x-rays within the same day. Not even like within the same week.
Right.
It's the next week. Never mind, like, how can you get an appointment that quick and out of state? Wait, he was within the state. But within the same day? And that's not his doctor. That's not his primary doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So, that I call on
shenanigans.
That. Shenanigans. That can't happen. But I'll just go with white male privilege on this and celebrity factor.
Yeah, I also think that nobody scheduled their appointments on that day.
But how did he get the x-ray to see the x-rays right away?
That's just movie logic.
And like CAT scans and whatnot?
Yeah, there was a lot of tests.
That's thousands of dollars.
And actually, not even how did he get the results that quick, if we're going to really dig into this. That's a small city, right? It's a small town.
Yeah.
Like with one, like, I doubt their doctor has an MRI. That's like a big city thing.
That I know.
Normally would be like, oh, you got to drive to Philadelphia or Pittsburgh for that.
Exactly. All right, so that was like the thing that I had a beef with. But my favorite scene, and I have to do my food part.
Mm-hmm.
Scene with food. I should do that every time. Like, my favorite scene with food. So, upon realizing that there's no reason to even care about weight or health or anything, he just has a smorgasbord. How do you say it?
Yeah, that's about right. I mean, we all know what you mean.
Yeah.
Smorgasbord.
Smorgasbord of delicious breakfast foods.
Mm-hmm.
Pancakes, whipped cream, all these like strawberries and sausages and bacons and maple syrup and coffee and donuts. And I saw a strawberry shortcake or something like that. It was a sponge cake. No, angel food cake with whipped cream on top, and shoved it into his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm-mm. Nom, nom, nom. That was my favorite scene with food.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the MVP actor of the movie is... Wait, we both should have our own. Do you have an MVP actor of the movie?
No.
All right, mine goes...
Sorry, I never think about the acting. I'm just like, unless it's bad, I don't think about it.
Oh, because
I
happen to be... I have acting experience, so yes. I like to look at the actors.
Mm.
Now, you know, when you're watching a movie, you want to look at them.
Again, like, I don't, like, do you know what I mean, though, right?
I know, like, what you mean. The way I said it, I like to look at them. Of course I'm going to look at them. Being ableist. I'm sorry to the people who are not able to see. But I am going to describe it in full detail.
Mm-hmm.
The MVP actor of this movie goes to that unsung hero, the...
I know who you're going to say, just because made a point to make me rewind it for this.
Yes, yes. It's the... Oh, oh. Da-da-da-da-da. Drum roll. It's the featured extra at the bar scene.
Mm-hmm.
She's in blue and very annoyed
Because Larry gets all up in her space.
Yep, that's right. And probably because Bill Murray was saying some obnoxious things before they went on. Mm-hmm. And of course, the director probably noted to her, you're going to be having a lot of FaceTime on there. Like, a quarter of the screen is going to be your face. So we got to see some reaction from you. So annoyed tends to be the easiest, most spottable reaction, mm-hmm. you know? Although sometimes it makes you look constipated. But this time, she nailed it. She looked annoyed. Mm-hmm. We haven't taken the time to find out her name. But please, if someone... I don't think they would have... At that time, they wouldn't have...
She doesn't. If she doesn't have lines, she's not going to be listed in the credits. Yeah, they're not going
to be... It would be uncredited. But I want to... Clap, 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 clap. Applause, applause. Flourish.
Soundboard button.
Bing! Ooh, my things.
Congratulations, lady in blue. You are annoyed.
So that was my MVP actor of the movie. Mm-hmm. And you had none.
And none. Mm-hmm. I like Ned.
I mean, also the groundhog with his little face. I don't know if they actually used a... They have to have, that's not animatronic. That's a real head. That's a groundhog. That's a real groundhog.
They used real groundhogs because Bill Murray got bit twice by them.
That's what he gets. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that groundhog. The expressions on his little face when they were doing the drive.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved it. He was so angry. Don't drive when you're angry.
And the other MVP. Because the movie would not have been the same if he had taken the part.
Oh, see, I encouraged you.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is different. Like, this is like flipping the expectation on its head.
Oh.
Is the person who did not get cast in the part of Phil.
Oh.
Which is Tom Hanks.
That's right, MVP.
Because he turned it down, basically because he said, I always play nice people and this guy's a miserable SOB. So people would be expecting him to turn nice, but he never really does.
Oh, that's true.
Which I would agree. He's not... I feel like there's parts that Hanks could have done, but I think the beginning would have been tough.
Yeah, the beginning would have been really tough.
This is a guy that we cast as Walt Disney and as...
Oh, I know. Oh, Mr. Fred Rogers. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. No, 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 no.
Yeah.
No, no, no. And Sully, the guy who like landed that plane, saved those people. Mm-mm.
Yeah, Sully. We all know Sully. He's the one who saved Monstropolis.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
With his sidekick or friend, Mike Wazowski.
Mike Wazowski. I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm.
But I just went with it.
Yeah. You yes-anded my bit.
What? Yes, yes. People have similar names. I was just thinking Alf. But then I was like, no one else has that name, Alf. So if you say Alf, people are going to know.
Yeah.
Or people are going to be like, what? Anybody who was born 1995 and after will be like, what? What are you talking about? Alf. What's Alf?
He eats cats.
Oh, that's right. I don't like Alf because he eats cats.
I know I watched the show a couple of times, but I did not watch it enough to remember it. Except to like, as a peripheral, I know who he is.
Exactly. So if you know who Alf is, keep him away from your cats.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, he's a fictional character and the person who played him probably is dead.
Yeah.
Oh, now our spotlight of the moment. Dustin Diamond, gone too soon.
Ah, yes.
It's been a terrible week for losses.
Well,
Screech.
Maybe we'll redo today and we'll try to prevent it somehow.
Yes! Oh, yes. If we can try to figure out a time loop.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, we'd have to go back in time... With a microbiologist or someone who, the person who studies cancer, oncologist.
Oncologist.
And get.
Well, the whole point of the time loop was that we would learn that.
That's right. Oh my gosh, we'd be experts.
Mm-hmm.
This is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is, I mean, if this is true, it would, we would know it was true. 6 a.m. February 4, 3rd. February 3rd. So you heard it here. We might be in a time loop on February 3rd. So we would be reliving this tomorrow over and over again, which is your today.
Yeah.
Our tomorrow is your today.
Let's see.
Hmm.
Oh, so here's something I just looked up.
Oh, cool.
Well, going back a little bit to what we were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Punxsutawney has a municipal airport.
What? They have an airport? He could have flown out of there.
Mm-hmm. And it was built in 1929, so it did exist at the time.
But would they have flown out in the weather conditions that they had?
Well, the thing is, if he would have been able to learn to fly...
Oh, he could have just flown out of there.
And then stolen a plane. Again, I want to know how far he could get in a day and what he could have done in that area.
All right, all
right. Because that's my interest. Because if he was stuck in that town specifically, then he was stuck in the town. But I feel like if he'd gotten there early enough... Like, there's got to be a day where... He didn't even go to the park. He didn't go to Gobbler's Knob. He just, like, went right for the highway.
Yeah, I'm sure it was during the early years.
Yeah.
And then the... Where he's all very, very... sadness.
And there was probably a day that he just spent watching cartoons.
There must have been. But, honestly, did you do the math and realize... This is the amount of such and such time that you need to be proficient in piano?
I didn't. That is a... So when I look things up, what I'm going to discuss, I do generally... We might talk about things other people have, but I generally don't try to bring... I try not to bring that information. What's the name of it?
Oh, did somebody already do that?
Yes.
Oh.
And that's how they calculated out the 8 years.
They're
like, oh, 10,000 hours. Because the big,
10,000 hours?
Numbers, yeah. 10,000 hours is how long it takes to be proficient in anything. That's the supposed claim, anyway.
Okay, well, I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. So they did that for, the 5 or 6 tasks that they know, and then they extrapolated it out.
Well, now, I suppose he could have done some ridiculous things with his hair.
Mm-hmm.
He could have... Just, imagine if you had... infinity to do whatever you ever wanted. There's no fear of repercussions. He could have streaked everybody.
Yeah.
Maybe one day he just goes there naked.
Yeah.
Live on camera.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He definitely did that at one point.
At one point he probably did that.
But maybe not because it's cold.
Oh, maybe. He could have jumped into the water and done that polar bear plunge.
Yeah. There was no hot water.
Yeah, and so I guess it seems like there's never hot water.
Yeah, so unless he went to someone else's house to shower, he did not shower for this entire time.
Basically. 10 years, he's never showered.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, he must have been. But it resets. It resets.
It does reset.
But does he reset?
Yeah, he resets too. Although... I mean, the point wasn't to take a nice hot bath, but he does take a bath at one point.
Oh.
That we see on screen with the toaster.
Oh, yes.
So it might be cold water, but that's not, like I said, it's not the point of the bath to be
Warm. It wasn't. Yeah, he wasn't expecting to survive that. So, can you think of the most bizarre thing he would have done? Just the craziest thing.
Oh, that's a good question. Craziest thing he would have done. God, I hate my brain. Okay, so obviously you got to think of like what's actually possible for him to do in that time period. And there's a lot you can do if you can leave the town. I already said, I think there's at one point where he actually murdered everybody in the town. That's just got to be a thing that happened.
And there's an idea of him doing a plush rush with that insurance salesman.
A plush rush?
Oh, yeah. If you've seen Toy Story 4, the plush rush.
Oh, right. That scene. Oh, my God. So, craziest thing could have done is, oh man, I wonder if you have one in mind.
Do you want me to say one? And then as you think? Okay, so
because mine's too dark.
Oh no. I mean, he could have gone online to become, oh wait, do they have the internet?
95, it existed, but
it was very slow. But see, it was very slow, right?
Yeah, it was very slow, but it was also like, they didn't, I don't know, that town didn't seem like it would be one of the groups that would have it.
Like an internet cafe?
Yeah.
Okay, but he has infinite time. So I think, like, my overall, like, blah, 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 that takes it to the one day that he does the craziest thing is that he takes the time to become an ordained minister. And he marries the groundhog with another groundhog.
Mm-hmm.
That's the craziest thing. I just say he has a wedding for the groundhogs. I mean, he felt bad about killing it the other time.
Yeah.
So he finds another groundhog, like, that Punxsutawney Phil is attracted to. He takes them out on little dates. And because he's an ordained minister, he marries them at the town square, and everybody's like, oh, that is so cute.
I could see that happening. They're from Pittsburgh, right?
Yep.
So, one of the things he could have done is gotten very angry
mm-hmm.
because it's his workplace that sent him here.
Yeah.
And he ended up in the thing. So if he did take a plane and fly to Pittsburgh.
Oh, no.
And then just 9/11.
Oh, no. The studio. Oh, no. Oh, no. It's too. Oh, no. No, 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 no. Beep. I'm sorry. We're having some technical
difficulties.
Beep.
That's what immediately came into my mind.
Oh no.
That's why I was like,
your brain goes, and me, cute like groundhog wedding. Like rehashing terrible tragedies from American history. Me, oh, that's so cute, like Instagrammable, like the photo shoot that they would do with the little groundhogs and the little tuxedo and a little dress.
Yeah.
Oh. Let's just reminisce about the groundhog wedding. Because it's February and it's close to Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And
oh, it's man.
Time to say you love your... Yeah, call somebody today that you haven't talked to in a long time. I'm talking to you, listener. Yep, that's right. I'm talking to you. Because of what Andrew just brought up. Because of what you said, I have a stomach ache. Just call them up. You don't know what they're gonna say. You don't know. Just call them. That's it. That was my weird, like, meta.
Call your mother.
No. It's not. You can't do it too specific.
Call your father. Call somebody you like.
I'm talking to you, random listener, who's wearing a shirt and got pants. That's right. I described you to a T. Go call that person. Can't be too specific.
Oh, you gotta be really specific. The more specific you are, the better.
Call then Brian. Call Brian. Okay, it's Brian.
Because then you can creep people out.
Call him back. Call Brian back. Okay? Just call him.
It's like I'll never remember his name, but I'll never forget the bit where it was like, oh, I wish horoscopes were more specific. Just to really freak people out. Be like, hey Steve, you know that guy Frank at the office you hate? You should kill him.
No, no, and no, then, no.
And then the next morning in the paper, it's like, it is a weird coincidence. Five Franks were killed by five Steves.
Oh, no, no,
or
no.
Or however I said the names.
But I went specific. I told them to call.
Yeah, call Brian.
Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Brian is waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to hear your voice. Call Brian.
Our operators are standing by for your call.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, man.
I wish I had an actual, like, sound effects thing. Beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep. Oh, here's a phone call. I'm going to take an actual call. Hello? Oh, what's the wrong number? Hello? Nope.
Wrong.
Cling. Ka-choo.
We're in a weird mood, guys. I don't know what's going on.
It's Groundhog Eve. It's the best day of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know how everyone celebrates that?
Everybody celebrates Groundhog Eve. It's the day before we find out if we're going to have 6 more weeks of winter. Should we buy those shovels or just hold off?
Hold. Hold. For anyone doing the GameStop Nokia AMC thing, hold.
Oh, right, right, right.
Hold. Doge. Hold.
Hold. I don't know about that stock market stuff.
It's a weird time, man. If anyone listens to this in the future, just so you know, this is a weird time in history.
I mean, at least we're not, like, just spontaneously crying anymore. I mean...
That's true.
Gone are the days where we're just crying in a puddle. And the coloring. The coloring. Where's my adult coloring book? Where's my adult coloring book? Kate McKinnon. Protect her at all costs.
Right?
She's truly funny. And a rising star. Oh, she's already risen. The other one from Saturday Night Live that doesn't get as much credit. Go.
Well, my favorite's always been Kenan Thompson.
Oh my god, I freaking love Kenan Thompson! And he told John Krasinski to kiss Pete Davidson because we needed to see that.
Mm.
We needed that in our lives. We needed him to kiss Pam again. Because everybody was obsessed with The Office when it was on Netflix during the pandemic times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what other theories can we sprout from this one movie of Bill Murray's? Is it a part of the Marvel Universe?
No.
No? Not at all? Not even going to try to shoehorn a theory in there about it being part of Doctor Strange's?
No.
He doesn't have mysterious powers and not like a superhero? Oh, okay. That's sad.
Okay. Yes. If we're going to force it in there... He is Dormammu.
Yes!
And this is what Dormammu is witnessing in his inner mind.
Yes.
Dormammu, I have come to bargain.
Dormammu. Cecily Strong, there you go. Awesome. She's hilarious. Somebody needs to have her be lead actress in some situation comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think that's all I had. This movie.
I mean, that's all I had. I mean, Cecily Strong, there's got to be other people. I've always liked Bill Hader. Maya Rudolph, oh my god, she's awesome. There's that one person who played Dahlia in Aladdin. SNL. Hey, Ray, help me out. Do you know? SNL cast. Dahlia. We gotta answer this in real time. Nassim Pedrad.
Yeah, I was gonna awesome. Say, I know it began with an N.
Nassim. Awesome. Freaking hilarious. She's awesome. That's all. Mm. That's all I'm gonna say about that. Okay. And also, Pete Davidson has grown on me.
Yeah.
Chad.
Oh, okay.
So, I think now is the time to give the clue for the next movie.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, during this February time, it's kind of like, you know, fish fillets are out, the fish season. It's also, you know, why do they sell fish at the restaurants more during this time? I feel like maybe that lends itself to some theories, you know? Maybe some, I don't want to go too deep into that, but some people give things up, right? That's part of the clue. That's not the whole clue, but,
have you seen this movie?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes, I have seen this movie. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. You know, Salma Hayek has always been kind of like an inspirational
figure. Yeah.
Yeah. She inspires me, okay?
Oh, I like
just it. Random. I do everything because of what she does.
Mm-hmm.
Ugly Betty. I dressed up like Ugly Betty.
Yep.
Yep. That's my clue. Inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
Some might use another word, but that would just be too on the nose. Jinx. What is your clue? Now, be very ambiguous.
I'm Jinx. I can't talk.
Damn it.
My clue.
I am the voice of God.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, tell us. That was an aside. I don't even know why I said that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Because I'm trying to think of one that wouldn't give it away.
I know, right?
It's like, so hard. It's like, I was chosen for this, but I don't necessarily believe in it, so I'm not sure.
Isn't it ironic?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Just a little ironic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do think. All right, Ray, I think you'll get it. Yeah. And our other listeners, your mom, maybe.
Yeah.
Or my mom.
Yeah.
Hola, mama.
Yeah.
Shout out to my dad, it's his birthday today.
Yay!
Or your yesterday is his today.
Mm-hmm. Or whenever you're hearing.
That's right. Could be 2 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. 2023?
Right.
What's it like? Are we allowed to go out again? Please let us know. All right. Bye!
Bye!
In case I don't see ya. Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.